ไปถึงหม้อเท่านั้นครับปากที่เสร็จต่อมาว่าเป็นข้ามเรือแบบเว้ยนายมาดูเป็นเท่าเจนีเทลัดมอคิมฟิโอดิมากาสเจนีเทลัดมอคิมฟิโอดิมากาสตาชอกเฮลคุณชอบ So whatever each one holds, he gets. And the rest, they divide. Machlei Rabavuye Uvishvui. So what sort of machlei is the same? What does it mean here, Uvishvui? Whether Uvishvui has reference only to the West, what I'm looking for the Madas, doesn't require Shvui, or even I'm looking for the Madas, requires Shvui. So Tesis says there was a Gilsi, Machver Rabavue, the Ashor Meshvui. There's the Gilsi Sarambam. But Hanukkah Shem Madas, it doesn't require Shvui. Tesis says, Nira Doi Darsino, Ashor, the Abba Mash Yodi Madas, Yishova, keeping the Niskin Ashvua, Shal Yodom Heilich Mitech, Mitam, Shal Yodom. ותאם זה יש בה אבא משהו טבעי ומקומו כן שכך שפיר מוכר ושמוך ותניה מי די תופיס כמאן די פוסט כדי דהוך על אחר שבי ניתל כל משהו טבעי אף יגייס הממחצו והשבי יהי בשביל התאים ומפני הדקונה ופיר הגוס אז ומרמבם הרמב״ם לקוספקי, אלא על דגיל, אבל ראש, הוא הכריח כדיבי הטקס. אצל הרמב״ם שתהיס, את מצד את הקונן, או של אחד הלך לתקי איטליטי של חבר הירי, there is no sway, but since he has to sway on the rest, so על דגיל בו, he has to sway at מותו של מהגש עוד. Now let's see ראש נדרוש. תודה רב תחליפי במערובי כמה ידע עבור שניים יזו ביטלס זה נעיתי לדמות משוער מהדה זה נעיתה לזו ביטלס והשוח הוא יותר משוער מאחפי ברבוי ובשביל תפירו ש אף על מה שביודי כל אחד באחד צריך משוער משום שלי כל אחד באחד אלה הלכיתי מתחבי לשם חדיר היא על מה שביניהם, כמו שחלקים בשבועי, מה הייתם משמעו על הרבוי, יש מסניף לי, שחלקי, הדין שביניהם בשבועי, אלא מסניף לי, פעול די, כעדודי, על כל התחליף, פעול די, על כל התחליף, כמישה נעשו, אומר, זה זה גמר שקש, אומר, הפופה, מסניס מפיס את התארקשת, מפרינגש, פיירות בשעס הבגד, פספס הבגד, שאין בידך אותים רעדים, שאין את הרחופש, למה שירתלנו קדם חוט. Now, so, why is there that I'm not in front of my gas, that it's one takes? Now, we saw at the beginning of my morning, there is a machlekes reshen, whether The Allah of Yachleku is based upon the Sophic Din of Mosek or is based upon the Babi Din of Mosek because there are two Allahs of Mosek. One Allah of Mosek is Chazoke Komash Geron Tishole. The other Allah is one does it all at the moment. Let's say the Machlik Paul Bahameya, Sheshanagas HaPaul. So, then there is no bill because the Lord can see any suffering with this. As so Sumcha says, even in that case, it's healthy. And the court most shining, Sumchas is only Seshilti, when there is no one tofus, only Cheskas Morakami. The Sam Rishani will say that walking where there is a crowd, the moment I call it to Sumchas, even if there is a tofus. So that's, so anyway, according to the Abbanot, so even if there is a crowd, the moment is healthy. We can't apply it beyond Chazoki. Chazoki called Mashiach is correct. But we can only apply the Sophic din of Moses. And the whole discussion of the Moret of the Cain, the Tzilis in the Eimi Tzilis in the Lay, only applies to the Sophic din of Moses. What kind of halacha is it on its Mechavir or Arari? Is it just a din since it is Sophic? So Bezen doesn't become involved. And Bezen says, Momene Eichad Yikoye Teikum. So since it's Momene Eichad Yikoye Teikum, so if he is taken back, so again, that's the chart if we say Tok Vitean is innocent. And if we say Tok Vitean, we finish in your day, so the subject din of Murzek, Amish Machadol, Larayim, implies that he is violence with his father. So Schneider's Metallus Yachleiku could be explained either on the basis of the building of Mosek, and that's what Jesus in the first mission says the Firesh in the Rosh also. The Yeshlim of those in Shani, the Hoshif Til Kalechot, Yeshlimo, the Vada Yachotzi, and I'm sad that the mighty tough is high today. Okay. And the Rosh said the same thing. And the Rishani in the Rosh even mentions the Gemara of Maschre. The Rabbi there is certainly the Tereshvara. But, so the Rambam Shita is that on the piece that each one holds, so it doesn't, there is no Shri. Even though the whole family is Shri Kolechot, Kolechot Hila, which is Tereshvara, but the Chachomim will not be Sakin, Mitzat Kolechot, when it's a vada. When there's a sophic, so then the Chachom and Misaki, maybe because of Miratira, but if it's a vada, the Chachom and Misaki, not going to Misaki. So that's why the Rambam says that Hadmokin Shadmi Das is native village. But then I mentioned that there could be another pshat in Shnayimel and Mitalas Yachleiku, like the pshat in Sumchas, who says, Mama Amut Misofik Hilti. So the Rosh says, that's a Tzorek. It's not a kind of Tzorek. Like when Tubaridim have it in Torah, so Bezn is Mechuyev to prevail upon them to set Tzorek. One is to pay 1,000 zoos, so Bezn prevails upon the Baridim to agree to Tzore, so then if Bezn sees, and if they agree to Tzore, so they have to be Tabotinian, in other words, the Tzoreya has to be Tabotinian from Chile, and the Nitra has to be Tabotinian for Aknoye, and then Bezn, because Bedin, in Rach Bedin, Din is a Din for everybody. Was a poor man or a millionaire, but sure, so then Bezden sees that the Litva is a poor person and Tveya is a rich person. So Bezden will, in some judgment, to decide maybe he'll make it sure for 50 and maybe not at all, let's say, if Tveya is a millionaire and the Litva is a beggar. So it's based upon his highness and mechilah. But one amusim tzafik chilkin, there is no kapolish din. So the Shulis Aor says, what's the marker for chilkin? One amusim tzafik. So the Aor says, there's the Gemore in Sanhedrin that, Lamed Aleph, tzedek tzedek tirli, echot v'din, v'echot v'tzor. So what is, So what does din mean? So why do we need the was ich noch zuletzt rektieren will. Oh, let's say, in a case where in Saladin it would be harsh, because in Rachman begin, Sabezin is not clear to exert pressure upon the body, but if they refuse, they refuse. And the other Tzore, when Schnee stays finished, and they have to cross for a very narrow channel, let's say, like the Volga. In Shteyan Ebrahim, the Basachas, Shteyan Ebrahim, and the Machas, the rest, so Shteyan Ebrahim. If one passes through first and the other one later, so then the both will be able to pass. So then, Bezdin has to pass the Pshar. So what Pshar belongs to the coin? In other words, to know is ain't not to know. One boat is loaded, and one boat is not loaded. So then, the loaded boat has to go through first. Suppose they are both loaded, both unloaded. So yes, basically, yes, it's short in it. In other words, but it doesn't mean short about skinny. It means then, based in some judgment, let's say, the one spinos of the passengers are in hurry, time is of the essence. For the other spinos, it's not of the essence. So the Swiss Rosh says, Sumchas Dina, Mona Amutuk Shoft Chilkin, is based upon this as a cause of Tzedek Tzedek Tirei, Echot Redim, the Echot Redshon. Now, the Rambam here says that Admok is Yodim Adar, so the Shvui is only in some building, but otherwise there wouldn't be a Shvui. Why? Because Admok is Yodim Adar, according to the Rambam, is based upon Chazoki Komash Yodim Shishalei, because he is a toughest, the other one is not a toughest. So Rahon did not impose a Shvui. But then, Rotomi already did. But the rest is helping. So the Rambam, according to the Rambam, it could be explained in two ways. Either on the basis of the Sofik Mosek, like the Sofik Mosek, like a Machrit Por, Bahameir, Shershon Rasakor, according to the Rabbanon. But they one is a Mosek, so we see a Mishrabarai. Here, both are Mosakim, so again we see a Mishrabarai. Or maybe according to the Rambam, in the case where both hold on to the fringes, it's not even based upon the Sufik Mosek, and it's based upon the Aloha of Mona Amut with Sufik Chilkin. So then you ask, if so, so when Sumcha says Mona Amut with Sufik is Chilkin, he should also require his way. The answer is no. Here there's a special reason, because Banutsiya is Miratire, and Banekhomemcha is again Miratire. But by another Sufik, even if it's boring, so there is no Miratire in Shemol Shemol, certainly not Shemol. So what is the Pshat and Rambam in the case where both hold to the fringes? So it's Yachleiku, it's Yachleiku, definitely according to the Rambam. It's not Yachleiku because of the building of Mosek, of Chazok Meshoi. But is it based upon the Sofikin of Mosek, or is it based upon the Echol Vidim, the Echol Meshoi? So I think there is a riot from the Rosh Hashanah.
When you say it's because the Rambam says you don't have to swear on what you're holding on to?
Yeah, because that's based upon Chazoket
Olam. I mean, according to the Rambam, do you have to swear on the whole thing, or?
No. I will only swear on the rest. Mokit Yod Magas, there is no swear. Because Mokit Yod Magas, Sanam Sado, it's in the building of Mosek.
But in the rest, you have to swear.
Yeah. So the Shaila is the Aloch of Yachleik on the rest, or in the case, but in both hold on to the fingers. Is it based upon the Sofik Din of Mosek? Sam Yisim Chalvul Raya. Well, one is a mosaic, he has it. Both mamas are free. Each one has it. All it's based upon the halacha of mamas and mamas with suffix. It's not even based upon the suffix. Why are you so...
Wait, you're saying the first seven is in the Torah's father?
What?
What's the first shot in the Rambam?
The first shot, the first shot in the Rambam is based upon the suffix din of Moses.
Okay, the second shot is like the Rosh Bah?
Like the Rosh, like on the din of Pshar.
It's the halakha of Pshar.
Yeah.
Is Rebbe saying second? When Rebbe mentioned Pshara, that was a second possibility within the Rambam.
Rambam.
But the Rebbe didn't discuss the Rosh yet.
No. I discussed the Rosh. The Rosh is the same.
So would the Rosh and Shita, would the Rosh and Tosva say that it's because of a Din Vadai, a Bailam Torah's Vadai?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
so,
the Rosh says, by Shnayim Rosh and Bitalas, and the Mishnah, where they hold on to the fringes, that it's like Naskha Deravad.
Also, like Tosa said, but not sadly. But the Rambam Rebbe said two possibilities.
Yeah, now let's see.
Wait, so doesn't it come out that he's steering the Rosh?
What?
Isn't it steering the Rosh?
Why is it steering the Rosh?
Because the Rosh says it's the Pshara.
I didn't see that. The Rosh says Ligami, Sumcha says the Rambam Rebbe.
Oh, by Sumcha?
Yeah.
Not by the
Rosh. No.
Whether it's
Pshara
or just
Sapphire. Don't make me discuss everything at one time. So the Rambam mentions, together with nine years in the Talmud, also, Yeshim Yisra'arim Yisra'arim. So the question is, it's certainly not based upon the Aloha, maybe, you could say that, but the Rabbis Maimon says, Zion. Shane Nire Daite Kiel Zwo Shapir is the love that cares. With the Omar Talmud Eleme Masnis in the Lord Kabis. So he said, I was minding that the Omar Shite is like the Rizwo. In other words, you could give another pshat because Mosokin doesn't mean that to Mosokin. If you sit next to it, you're also Mosokin. But the Rishnaim assumes that it's like the Ritzvah, and the Ritzvah says that it's love that in Muslim. According to Ritzvah, it has to be based upon the Allah of Mamma Mutu Bisovich. So, Mele, here too, called it the Rambam, they called it the Agulis Moinis. Shat in the Rambam, it's also based upon the Aloche of Mon Ramut Musaf Chilti. So then you ask, so why doesn't Sumchas require Shvuyah? The answer is, the reason is why here with the Mishnah requires Shvuyah is because he's mere Tera Latzmei. But in the case of Sumchas, there is no mere Tera. So then, no Shvuyah is required.
Wait, so what do you mean from this
Rambam?
What do you think
it is? Since the Rambam mentions the same halacha of Yachleiku Bishvui, yes, in case of Shneim Yeshu, Mitzad Arim Eshel Chitin, and there, so the Rambam says, I wouldn't say it myself, but the Rambam says because of the Rishvah, and the Kavod of the Rishvah, he says, Lav Dafkin Ozok. So Mele, so according to which word, Allah of Yachleiku is based upon Mamre Amut to be Sof Chilti.
Wait, and if it's Shara, then it's only when they're Mitzvah?
What is that?
Wouldn't you say that it's Shara only when
they're holding on? No, Shara applies in case, in any case of Sof, of Torah at the moment.
Yeah. So you had originally questioned Shara and the Rambam, right?
Yeah.
So which one of the Tzadim are you saying Shara?
According to Agoyis Noyim, the Rambam agrees with the Ritzvah, that Yachleiku applies to every case of Sofi, even when they are not Mosofi. And the only reason is to why Ahu Arbe, that means of Yitzrei, Chadom Adidu, so there we didn't say Yachleiku, and we say, hold on, because Vada Rama. So Mele, according to the Ritzvah, the Aloch of Yachleiku, is based upon Mamre Amut Musaf
Chilti.
And the contrary,
he's saying not saying that it's because their Baal HaMitzvah is Sofik.
Yeah, that's right.
According to the Ghost Maimi, that's not the Pshat, the Rambam.
That's right.
I understand. If it's
Baal HaMitzvah is
Sofik, that's only
when
they're both holding on.
One second. I don't see how you answer
the question.
Well, I'm coming to it. Please let me explain it. So, according to the Ritzvah, that Shneimer's Metallus Yachleiku is not after Mosaki, but even if they're not Mosaki. So why don't we say Yachleiku? And he asked the Kasha, why doesn't the Gemara and Balabasra say Yachleiku in the case of Ahu Arved Abin Tzibutrei? So he says, there it's Father Ramad. It's Father Ramad, and it's in Achluku Yachleiku Yesemes. And here, it's not Father Ramad, because it might be that they both found it at the same time, and they are both picked it up, but the Rim Shochit, or the Talis, and then they let their hands off. So, according to the Ritzvah, so it's not based upon the Aloche. By who are they, if it hadn't been Vada Ramai, there would also be a din of Yachleiku. There would also be a din of Yachleiku, but only because it's Vada Ramai. So the Rambam Shita is also like that, except that it's not Muchach from the Rambam, that it's, he agrees with them. So the Ktzeis discussed it, whether the Shittas HaRambam is like the Shittas of Ritzvah or not the Shittas HaRitzvah.
Where's that Ktzeis?
There is some money, I don't remember it. Now, the question is, the whole child of the Morek, of Tokti Kein, the Sinai Sinai, of Tokti Kein, is Emitzinai Sinai. So, does it apply only to somebody who is a Mosek, or does it apply even to the case of Mamre Amut B'Sof Chilti? It's not Mistabra that the case of Mamre Amut B'Sof Chilti, we should say that Tokvikein is is in Shinishinori. There's in Paschus. On the basis of Tzor, Yachleiku, so then it'll be Macy. What is it? He'll make it fun out of this. That's not Shaykh. So the question is, according to the Mitzvah, why not?
Why don't you say
your
focal
prize
before?
No, no, so according to the Mitzvah, so in every case of Mamma Amutin Sadak Chilpin, we should say Tokfi Kayan, I mean Tokfi Yim, it's in with a Sashaya. Because that's not Shaya, because over there, it doesn't pass against Yahweh, so it's Yahweh. Couldn't be any other way. So we have to make a distinction between a case where there is a Dror Dmameh, like Sumchas's case, so then we're without the Chinese. So there is a Sophic of Besen, so then there is Aloch of Yachleiku, and Tokfei is Mitzines in Yorbe. And the case was where the Sophic is established through the Tainus. So then, even though it's based upon, according to the Mitzvah, upon Aloch of Mamamudum Sophic Hilkin, but since they created the Sophic, some melee, if there is a possibility that Tokfei or Echol is in the Chinese. Alright. So it's half of that. Now.
Wait, so therefore, what do you want to conclude from
here
in this
Rambam? I'm the Mitzvah. I'm the Rambam reading for vanishing. Right. Because the Rambam is not Mucha, but I'm the Mitzvah, right, who says that ears are adapted. And the only and the same halacha would apply to Allah, except for the fact that they are Dvar Ramai. So according to the Mitzvah is based upon the halacha of one man from the Sophic Chilti. So then, could anybody say, with any degree of logic, that in the case of Hamachus Paul Bahamea, that is Yachleiku, according to Simchas, that is Tokfei, is anything, is another. There is not Shaya.
So in those cases where it's trying to remember, we're going to say Yachleiku and...
There we certainly don't say Tokfei, anything, is another. Because the Lord can be seen in this. So Bezen has to pass on the basis of Tzor. But when the Bezen passes on the basis of Echol and Din Echol and Tzor in a situation where the parties have at fault for this Sophic, so then the Aloche of the Shaila of Tokfi Mitzin Yitzin Yodin or Yei Mitzin Yitzin Yodin does apply.
Alright, so in our Mishnah, right?
Yeah.
Tak for
Yimitin Yodin? What?
In our Mishnah,
always
in
the
Talis.
Because Shaila doesn't tell us, it's not the door of the moment.
So they
are at fault, they created a Sophic. Some melee, even though the Yachleiku is based upon Echol B'din Echol B'tzor, it's because the person has to apply a Tzor. But it's their fault, some melee, and one might be completely innocent. So it's possible to say that if Tokfei is anything,
listen, the case of the before is a case of drawing in the moment.
Which before?
Sophic before.
Yes,
so still the Gemara says, you don't say Yachleiku there, and you say Tachon is
a Yachleiku. But the Shaila of Tachon is in it, or the Ainsin is in it, or the applies there by Sophic Prayer. Because
it is drawing
in the moment. It is drawing. And even according to Rashi, that it's a reference to
no,
the
no, but you just contradict yourself. You just said by the case of Machu Parabu Hamor, Takpo is, we do not say Emutini. We do not say Emutini Yad, or Emutini Yad.
We do not say Emutini Yad. Because there is no, because there is...
Yachloku.
There is Drogad Momenek.
No,
the parties, the Baridin, did not, are not responsible for the
Safek. And by the case of the Safek Bechor, it's also drier than Mamona.
What?
The Safek Bechor is also drier than Mamona.
That's right.
So we should say.
That's why the Gemara applies the child of the.
So why don't we say Cholkin over there?
Because there is a mosaic by Sophic Prayer, the Israel is a mosaic.
Okay.
But would you say why the Israel put out to give it to the Kayan? Because he is the mosaic, but it's the mosaic in a Sophic. So really there is the Shaila. Well, they did the virus. With their spada, I only buy this with their
spada. Right, so if you talk for Cohen, what would you say? What's in Miyad or not?
What?
By the Bechor, what's in Miyad or not?
The Gemara says, it's told in the child of top of whether it's in Miyad or not.
Yeah, but so you say, but I understand, wouldn't you say by the
Because case? There we have a music, an original music. But let's say.
But Shumkus doesn't care about music.
Yeah, Shumcha doesn't care. They call it the Rabban.
Yeah, so if we go like the Rabban and the Rabban, what's the difference between Amachli Parah B'chamor and the case of the Bechor? According to the Rabban, they both have Mutzer here. Amachli Parah B'chamor, the Gemara says, according to the Rabban,
there is a Mutzer.
And by Bechor, there's also a Mutzer.
In Akhanam?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, by the case of Amachli Parah B'chamor, would we apply the shayla of Yiftak from Mutzim Miyad or not? Amachli Parah B'chamor, according to the Rabbana, what would we say? Yiftak from Mutzim Miyad or not?
Probably.
Then we are Mutzim Miyad?
Yeah. Because there is also a Mosek Mamish. Yeah, probably yes. Yes.
It would be moved.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
By Bechor?
The Gemara discusses it.
According to the explanation you're giving, according to the Tzad you're saying.
No, I say.
The Ritzvah, the Ritzvah. According to the Ritzvah, how would he pass it?
By what?
By Takfa Kohen, by the case of the Bechor.
So it's stolen the Vari of the Gemara.
So therefore, Machlin Parah B'chamor should also be Tali in that regard. It should be the same Shaila.
Yeah, that's right.
There should be no difference between Hamachlin Parah B'chamor and the case of
That's right. All right. Omar
Rav Kope. Wait, just one more thing. And according to Sumchus, what would Sumchus say by the case of the Bechor? Would he say Yachloko?
He says Yachloko.
By the case of the Bechor?
By the case of the Bechor.
What would Sumcha say?
I suppose so.
He would say Yachloko?
Well, I mean, but by the case of the Bechor, only if we'll say that Sumchas, what all the Rishonim say, the contrary. If we say that Sumchas would say Yachleiku, even in the case of Mosek Mamish, not only in the case of Cheskas Morikame, then we should say Yachleiku. What all the Rishonim say, that Sumchas only says Yachleiku when it's a kind of Adam, that's the Pashas of the Gemara and the Pirat HaShayah, so Mele is not Shayah. To say, by Sophic prayers, where there is a Mosek Mamish, and the soil is a Mosek Mamish.
Okay, so I'm just bothered by the Chiluk you made according to the Ritzvah, right?
Yeah.
You said according to the Ritzvah, it's a Sophic, a Mamon Amutobur, the Sophic, and therefore we say Hokin.
Yeah.
So what was that feeling that you made? The, between dry the moment and not dry the
moment. In other words, when can we say Tokfe in the Chinese in the old day, where where the parties are responsible for the suffering. And so one is completely innocent, and the other one is a Rama. So then there is this highlight.
When it's not dry Rimona.
That's right, yeah.
When it's in the case of not dry Rimona, then we would say that this is a possibility, Aimotin Yada, right?
That's right.
But if it's a case of dry Rimona, then what
is it? It's definitely Mitzini.
Mitzini. So why does the Gemara involve Mitzini in the case of Takva Kohen have the possibility of Aimotin Yada? There's a dry Rimona.
On the contrary, I said that the only shaila of talking mitzinis in your day, or in mitzinis in your day, is only when there is lack of dry moment.
But when there is dry moment?
There's a moment,
so what can you say?
So then, if there is dry moment, so then...
Mitzini yad, right?
Then it's definitely mitzinis in
yad. So why does the Gemara, in the case of Takva Kohen, say there's a possibility of a mitzini yad? That's a case of dry demona.
Now, over there, because it's Dvar Demone, so Memele, it's certainly based upon the Sophic Din of Music. So there is a Shaila with the Mitzinis in Yodhi, or any Mitzinis in Yodhi.
And what about if it's not Dvar Demone, then what would you say?
We also say that it's throwing the shaila if it's a case of bori bori. It's throwing the shaila, but not in the case of shemel b'shemel.
You're only setting one is bori bori, not
shemel b'shemel. You don't say it. The shemel b'shemel. That top the kain is emitzi and is similar.
Only by
bori bori.
Bori
bori. Because one is a Rama. So then Besdin has to say, Momen Eichad Ikoye Teiko.
But in Shem Hashem, even by Dvar Demona, we would say, Eimutin
Yad. That's right. Yeah. By Shem Hashem,
even by Dvar Demona, you would still say, Eimutin Yad.
Eimutin Yad. That's right.
You were talking in a case
that's
of
right,
Rama,
that's
not
right.
By Shem Hashem.
That's right, that's right. All right. Omar Rav Mishar Ashi, Shmamino, from the Aruch and the Mishnah, that Zen Eter Al-Mokin Fiyod Madas, Zen Mishra Yoy Shama Madas, the High Sudra, Kibu Yitofis, the Sholish Al-Sholish, Shrinun Bey, the Nosam Rey, the command of Kosinah, King Chlip, so the Sholish Nali, the Nosam Rey, so he has to give him the Kele, or the Megan. So, suppose now, we pass from my car, that in the Kele, so King, so if somebody pulled his mecher a sore to shime, so the sore can be nicknamed to king and so there. By shime and the likeach, giving the handkerchief to Ruben. Suppose Ruben takes a hold of the handkerchief and he doesn't take the whole handkerchief, just shorish or shorish. So then it's enough, even though the likeach still holds on to the other end of the handkerchief. Why? Because how do we know that? Because the nature of the Rishamak Shmadas. So that's not subject to Chutin. Why? Because that means Kiman deposit, as if it had been called off away.
Rebbe, if it's,
yeah.
I know Tosis asked this question, I didn't understand Tosis' answer. If it's command the posik dummy, so then why do you have to make the shvuah on the part that the person is holding? I don't understand what Tosis' answer is. La'acha shvuah, he's an otzal kol mashu tofes. But at the time of the shvuah, that part that's under his hand.
Soon, but I just want
to go back to that, okay?
Yeah, I'm going. Now, Rashi says, Hai sutra shal king, she king be king, king be tofes be makni. Nire goi da sinu ma shof, vi avil ri, ava ma shu tevis, umi komokin, shabe mucha tsamuch, ti bichinien mai di tzofis ki mani posito, ki bin da ochel acha shvui, neitil kol ma shu tevis, ato yisel nechzu, va shvui yi bishvil atanye, nerakma. In other words, yes, kashi yis, if the priest that is your in my guys, also requires shvui, So how can be deduced from Mishnah Kaman Deposit? It's not Kaman Deposit. He still has to swear. Suppose he refuses to swear. So there's no say, tell him, no, you don't take. I'm not sure, I'm not asking, you have nothing. So how is it a riot Kaman Deposit? So say, it's a deterrent. Since efforts will, he keeps it. And the other fellow doesn't have any part in it. So it's a riot Kaman Deposit. Now let's see the machlokes.
What does that mean? At this moment in time, he's making the shvuah on the whole talis.
It doesn't have to be cut off mamesh. As long as it's ready to be cut off, even though it will never be cut off. As the Gemara says, unless talis is of the lochim, but it seems of the din, that part belongs to him completely. So, Mele is Kiman Deposit.
So then why does he have to make a shvua on that part?
Because of Shaliach of Eir, Shaliach of Eir, Shaliach of Eir, Shaliach of Eir, Shaliach of
Eir. What does Tosus mean when he says because afterwards he's going to own the whole thing?
Tosus Kasha was, since he still requires his shvua before he takes the priest, the children is not ours, so how is it Kiman Deposit? So he says, since after his shvua, he'll take it, so it's Kiman Deposit right now.
Since after the shvuah he's going to take it, so it's command. But what does that mean?
What difference does it make? Whether he'll take it before the shvuah or after the shvuah. As long as the other fellow has no share in the case, the Tzorim Agas, so really is command possible. Now let's see the Rambam here. Now first, the Gemara.